Friday. Always a pleasure to welcome America's best political humorist and satirist. You can learn about Bill at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. It's Bill Melbrook from Chicago. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, Bill, what a news week this has been. I mean, it's been incredible.
Stevie and Diane, it certainly has. And since our last visit 7 days ago, Newt Gingrich won the South Carolina primary on Saturday, trouncing Mitt Romney in a surprise upset that stunned the Republican political establishment. On Sunday, Illinois residents were stunned by the news that Senator Mark Kirk had suffered a stroke and was undergoing emergency surgery. Although facing what could be a long recovery, Senator Kirk is reportedly alert and yearning to get back on the job. Monday brought another Republican presidential debate, this time in Florida, where next Tuesday's primary has taken on added significance following last weekend's blowout in South Carolina. On Tuesday night, President Obama gave his annual State of the Union address. For those who missed it, please refer to his previous State of the Union speeches. This one basically was more of the same. Wednesday marked a sad occasion in the House of Representatives as Congresswoman Gabby Giffords handed her letter of resignation to Speaker John Boehner. Gabby will be in the thoughts and prayers of millions as she continues her miraculous recovery from an assassination attempt 1 year ago. Last night saw another heated Republican presidential debate in Florida as Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul continue their quest for their party's nomination. And that was just some of the political news making the headlines during this past week.
Wow, another big news week. Let's go right to that stunning primary victory by Newt Gingrich in South Carolina last Saturday. Let's do that. Some of you might recognize this music as the University of South Carolina fight song, Step to the Rear. And that's certainly what Mitt Romney was doing last Saturday as Newt Gingrich surged ahead of him in the South Carolina primary. Mitt Romney had been the favorite just days before, but he stumbled through two debate performances, and his image was tarnished by a series of missteps in South Carolina. Joining us now is a veteran campaigner and former presidential candidate. He's also a former vice president of the United States, as well as a Nobel Prize recipient and Academy Award winner. Good morning, Al Gore.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hi.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners. It's great to be with all of you.
Well, Mr. Vice President, I know you're a Democrat, and you're probably not too keen to be giving advice to Republicans, but some people have compared you to Mitt Romney. They say that you and Governor Romney both have a problem connecting with people and that you both come across as rather stiff and cold.
Well, I don't know how anybody could call me cold. I mean, all I ever talk about is global warming.
Let's just say that you and Governor Romney are said to be a little stiff on the campaign trail. In fact, some people have used the word robotic to describe your speaking style and mannerisms. In any case, you actually won the popular vote for president 12 years ago, even though the Supreme Court decided that George W. Bush won the electoral vote. So what advice would you give to Mitt Romney?
You mean to connect more with average people?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I would advise Governor Romney to loosen up a bit. Just relax. Don't be so hyperactive when you're speaking to the crowds or answering questions in the debates. Chill out with a little Barry Manilow music.
Yeah.
Stevie and Diane, you might have noticed that Governor Romney tends to stutter and stammer just a bit when he's talking. And if you listen a little more closely, you might notice that he talks kind of fast. He rattles off facts and figures and moves on to the next subject before people have a chance to absorb what he just said.
Yeah.
Well, to be blunt, he runs his campaign rallies as if he's talking to a board of directors meeting, which leaves his audiences bored. Get it? Bored? Board of directors.
I get it, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a pun. Al, you're so funny. So I would advise Governor Romney to slow down. He should focus on enough enunciating his words. Then he might get rid of that stammering and stuttering. He did pretty good in last night's debate, but I would also advise Mitt Romney to shed his multimillionaire image. Get rid of those expensive suits and ties.
Yeah, actually, he has been opening his collars, rolling up his sleeves, and wearing some jeans.
Yes, but he's wearing designer jeans. Always clean and freshly ironed. I'd advise him to wear plain jeans with a little dirt on them and maybe some red flannel shirts and cowboy boots like I wear. That helps to make millionaires like me and Mitt look more like actual human beings. I'd also suggest Mitt put on some Oshkosh bib overalls when he's in rural settings, but that might be a little too redneck for his blue blood.
Well, what other advice should you give to Mitt Romney as he tries to pull back into the lead in Florida?
Well, I'd definitely stick with those negative campaign ads that he's been using, trashing Newt Gingrich. I mean, I think they have him back in the lead. But, you know, I've put together an ad of my own that Mitt might want to use between now and Tuesday. He's welcome to use it free of charge, even though he could obviously afford to pay for it himself.
Well, can we hear this ad, sir?
Oh, by all means, here it is. Attention, attention. Now hear this, all you Florida Republicans. This is former Vice President Al Gore with a warning. Before you go to the polls to cast your votes on Tuesday, what do you really know about Newt Gingrich? Did you know that Newt Gingrich was forced to resign in disgrace as Speaker of the House? Did you know that Newt Gingrich was hated by people in the House of Representatives? If you don't believe me, just ask former House Speaker Jim Wright. Did you know that Newt Gingrich became a highly paid influence peddler on K Street in Washington? Did you know that Newt received $1.6 million from Freddie Mac for being, quote, a historian, unquote? I wonder what kind of history is worth $1.6 million. And did you know that Newt Gingrich has some very strange ideas about family values? Newt Gingrich is the second most evil man who ever lived, second only to George W. Bush. So before you vote for Newt, think about what you're doing. Then vote for Mitt. Paid for by Democrats for Mitt Romney, Al Gore chairperson.
Well, that's pretty negative, all right. Vice President Gore, I take it you're not very fond of Newt Gingrich.
Stevie and Diane, I've hated Newt's guts ever since he called me a pompous, overblown windbag.
Ooh.
Imagine a pompous, overblown windbag calling me a pompous, overblown windbag. If that isn't a windbag calling a windbag, I don't know what is. And given all the hot air that Newt Gingrich expels, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he's responsible for at least half of our global warming.
Wow.
And George W. Bush is responsible for the other half.
Well, I guess we know how you feel
right about
Newt. And based on
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Have I made that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And based on some of the ads Governor Romney's been airing in Florida, it sounds like he's already taken some of your advice, although it remains to be seen whether or not Mitt will pull on those bib overalls. In any case, thank you, former Vice President Al Gore, sir, for being with us this morning.
You're welcome, Stevie and Diane and Connect FM listeners.
And I want to turn our attention to President Obama's State of the Union message. So let us bring our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my
Hi.
Friend. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Hello, Connect FM listeners. And hello, Florida Republicans.
Gentlemen, last night the Republican presidential candidates had another debate. Next Tuesday, the voters go to the polls in the Florida primary. And this past Tuesday, President Obama gave his annual State of the Union address, which some people described as being more of a campaign speech. Let's get your reactions to that speech and your thoughts about the upcoming primary in Florida. Senator McCain, we'll start with you. And by the way, did you sit with Congressman Frank for the speech?
Stevie, my friend, I did not sit with Barney Frank on Tuesday night. I chose to sit once again with Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, since she brought a very good supply of popcorn, cookies, and candy to get us through the president's long and boring speech. My only reaction to the speech is that I heard it before in 2010 and 2011, and I've never been all that keen on reruns, which is why, despite all the food that Babs brought along, I fell asleep halfway through the speech.
Congressman Frank, I assume you liked President Obama's speech, but what did you think of the Republican response by Governor Mitch Daniels of Indiana, and who did you sit with during the speech on Tuesday night?
Well, Stevie and Diane, once again, I sat all by myself at the State of the Union address. I was hoping Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown would sit with me. You know, he used to do some modeling back in his younger years. In fact, he won Cosmopolitan Magazine's Sexiest Man in America contest in May 1982. I still have that issue in my collection. And I take issue with the Republican pundits who were trashing President Obama's remarkable State of the Union address. I thought the speech was terrific, especially the part about millionaires and billionaires, people like Mitt Romney, not paying their fair share of taxes. But all that those mean old Republicans, including Mitch Daniels, did was criticize our great president. And in my opinion, they sounded like a bunch of nattering nabobs of negativism, effete, impudent snobs.
Senator McCain, your response?
Stevie, somehow the words effete, impudent snob seem to apply more to, well, never mind. Let's just say that since last weekend's primary in South Carolina, the Republican presidential race has taken even more twists and turns with ever more charges and countercharges. In fact, it's become downright ugly. And at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later, my friends, the Republicans will take the advice given in that University of South Carolina fight song as three of the four step to the rear and let a winner lead the way.
Well, Senator McCain, once again, sir, you had the last word for today. Now, when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us the latest from President Obama's tattletale website on tackwatch.com. That comes up after these important messages. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. With political humorist Bill Melberg on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. And Bill, I understand you have the latest ad from the Obama campaign's new website, attackwatch.com.
Attackwatch.com. Yes, I do, Stevie and Diane. And I might remind our listeners that attackwatch.com is the website which invites Barack Obama's supporters to report anyone who says anything negative about the president to the White House. You might call it the snitch website.
Yeah.
But this week's installment is a little bit different from some of the others we've heard. A little bit, well, you'll hear.
All right. With that introduction, here's the latest ad from attackwatch.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to attackwatch.com. You won't be surprised when I tell you that people are still spreading vicious lies and ugly rumors about our dear leader, Barack Obama. But thanks to the detailed reports you've been sending to attackwatch.com, we're getting the names and numbers and addresses of the offenders. So the next time you overhear a friend or neighbor or colleague saying something bad about our president, just leave a message at attackwatch.com. Our email and voicemail are working 24-7, always ready to receive your tattletale reports. And remember, here at attackwatch.com, we'll leave a recorder on for you.
Oh, you know, Bill, that ad reminds you of something else for some reason.
Yeah, the tune does sound a little familiar, doesn't it? And I think think that music gives AttackWatch.com a somewhat less ominous tone.
No, it does. Yeah, better than
it's
that.
It's sort of welcoming, you know, like leaving a light on.
It's happier. Friendlier sound to go with the joy of snitching on your neighbors when they say something bad about President Obama. And
our dear leader.
Our dear leader. And speaking of saying bad things, how about the Republican primary contest going on in Florida right now?
Well, that's been pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, we played some clips earlier, and it was just, I've told Diane, I'm starting to say, you know, Ron Paul's foreign policy isn't that bad.
Right.
I mean, it's just like.
Well, and he's willing to ride 25-mile bicycle trips if any others will.
I was a little bit miffed with Mitt, since, as you know, I have something of a bit of expertise about space matters.
Yeah.
And he mocked Newt Gingrich's idea of putting an outpost on the moon.
Yeah, colony on the moon.
Yeah, Bill wrote Moon Mission, so he knows all about NASA, the space program, the Apollos. Mm-hmm. What was your take on all that?
Well, I think that in mocking Newt, he's actually mocking George W. Bush and two previous Congresses, because putting a colony on the moon by 2020 was, in fact, our national policy that President Bush put into effect and was approved twice by two different Congresses until Barack Obama canceled the Constellation program, which was designed to put a base on the moon. So I guess Mitt Romney agrees with President Obama about space. He agrees with him about health care, Romney care and Obama care. So, you know, it's crazy. But I do think that showed a lack of vision that I did not appreciate.
Yeah, well, I hope. I really like the idea of exploration.
Me too.
As Newt said, you know, you develop all these engineers and scientists and physicists, all these other great things. Hey, we are out of time. Bill Melberg, an evening with the president.com. Thank you, my friend.
Ask you, wow.
Great to have you on.